Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Law 360 is reporting that a $100 million lawsuit was filed against the previous owners of Cornucopia Oil and Gas LLC and its wholly owned subsidiary Fury Operating Alaska LLC. It was filed in Texas. The lawsuit does not target Hex Cook Inlet LLC, according to press release, which purchased the Julius R. Platform and Kitchen Lights Field assets in bankruptcy court in July 2021. John Hendricks, president and CEO of Hex Cook Inlet LLC.
First, it has nothing to do with us. We didn't respond to previous owners. We're just trying to respond to Law 360 that put out a press release that Alaskan oil company, Fury Exec, hit with a $100 million lawsuit. It wasn't the Alaska company. We're the only Alaskan company in Fury's history as owners of Fury and Cornucopia and Corsair. So we didn't want the Alaska public to think it was us being sued. It was the past management of Fury that is being sued for bringing them into bankruptcy. You know, they didn't maximize the value and they overstated reserves and everything else. I just want to make sure Alaskans know, and our reputation is solid, that it's not us that they're after. It's the people before we bought it in bankruptcy.
Hendricks was asked if this affects Hex Cook Inlet at all.
It doesn't so far, but it could be damage to us as far as creditors and local suppliers. Fury's either being a German company or a Texas company, and their executives have never lived here. They never had a home base here.
Hendricks also said,
this is not us that they're after. This is, they're after the people that took Fury into bankruptcy because they borrowed a lot of money from a lot of powerful banks. They're wanting to somehow get their money back. The state owes them $103 million, too.
Headquartered in Anchorage with offices in Nikiski, Hex Cook Inlet LLC is a privately held Alaskan-owned and operated independent oil and gas exploration and production company. Hex Cook Inlet includes Fury Operating Alaska, Cornucopia LLC, and Corsair LLC. Full details, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports Upper Cook Inlet Commercial Fishing Announcement Number 42.
Opens commercial fishing with drift gillnets in Drift Gillnet Area 1. Expanded Kenai, expanded Kasiloff, and Anchor Point sections of the Central District from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 12, 2021. This announcement also extends drift gillnetting from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Thursday, August 12, into the waters of the expanded Kenai, expanded Kasiloff, and Anchor Point sections of the Central District. Chinitna Bay Subdistrict remains closed by regulation unless an emergency order is issued that specifies those waters are open. Chum Salmon Escapement accounts as of August 9th do not currently support an opening in Chinitna Bay to drift gillnetting. As a reminder, no upper subdistricts at gillnet fishing periods will be open unless the Kenai River Lake Run King Salmon abundance improves. All other set gillnet fisheries in Upper Cook Inlet outside of the upper subdistrict will fish the regulatory period from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 12th.
The biological escapement goal for Kasiloff River sockeye salmon of 140,000 to 320,000 has been exceeded. The current count projects a final escapement of 520,000 fish, and the Kenai River average sockeye salmon passage into the Kenai River is 84% complete through August 10th. Projecting an in-river run of 2.2 to 2.3 million sockeye salmon based on average to three-day late-run timings, and that announcement opens commercial fishing with drift gillnets in Drift Gillnet Area 1, the expanded Kenai, expanded Kasiloff, and Anchor Point sections through 7 p.m. tonight, and expands drift gillnetting till 9 p.m. tonight in the expanded Kenai, expanded Kasiloff, and Anchor Point sections of the Central District. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.